Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now News on November 1st, where we're swapping out Halloween costumes for Thanksgiving recipes and getting ready to feast our way through the month. Ugh, don't tell me. Anyway, this episode is brought to you by Mammoth Lakes Tourism Air Services. Today, we're tackling everything from community cleanup efforts to important funding for our service. And of course, some unpredictable weather, because who doesn't love a good plot twist, huh? So buckle up and let's dive into the latest headlines that matter to you. In Owens Valley, over 80 volunteers recently gathered for the 10th annual Owens River Cleanup, joining forces to beautify the river and surrounding areas. Local groups like CalTrout, Trout Unlimited, and California Waterfowl Association came together with participants from both the Eastern Sierra and Southern California. Volunteers enjoyed breakfast before getting to work, and there was even a raffle to thank them for their efforts. It's been a decade of community support, and they're already looking forward to next year's cleanup. For more details, visit EasternSierraNow.com.
Winter air travel in the Eastern Sierra is easier than ever. Starting November 27th, Advanced Air will operate flights 4 days a week from Mammoth Lakes to Hawthorne, LA, and Carlsbad. Stack on savings with bulk ticket specials through the Altitude Club membership. Beginning mid-December, United Airlines will have daily direct flights from Bishop to San Francisco and Denver. Trust us, you'll want dibs on the window seat. Sierra views from cruising altitude are unreal. Plus, locals enjoy special discounts. For more details, head to visitmammoth.com/flylocal.
Memories Without Borders, backed by the California Civil Liberties Program, is calling for contributions of Japanese-American incarceration artifacts from World War II. Partnered with MANS and our National Historic Site, California Revealed, and Inyo County Free Library, this project offers digitization and return of physical items. The goal is to make these digital archives accessible for public learning and educational resources. Those interested can complete the Preservation Needs Survey. More info is available on the Memories Without Borders page at Eastern Sierra Now. Are you looking to elevate your business's online presence? Eastern Sierra Now offers top-notch social media management tailored just for you. Join satisfied clients like Mattermarket, Astorgas, Mule Days, Peak IV, and Bishop Vet, all of whom are reaping the benefits of enhanced engagement and visibility. A recent highlight is Bishop Vet's costume contest made possible through our expert social media management. Check out their social media page to see the winners and get inspired. Whether you're a small business or a community event, let ESN help you connect with your audience and grow your brand. Reach out today to get started. The White Bark Institute has received a $7 million grant from the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation to improve Eastern Sierra forests' health and resilience against wildfires. This funding supports the Eastern Sierra Climate and Communities Resilience Project, the ESCCRP, of course, which will focus on forest restoration, wildfire risk reduction, and community engagement. Local tribes, residents, and businesses will also participate, helping protect ecosystems and local economies tied to tourism. For more on this initiative, visit Eastern Sierra Now. Heads up for anyone planning on heading to the Lakes Basin or Reds Meadow this weekend. Both areas will close Friday, November 1st, that's today, at 6 p.m. or sooner if snowfall ramps up. The National Weather Service predicts up to 5 inches of snow for Mammoth Lakes, with snow levels down to 5,500 feet. The closure affects Lakes Basin at Lake Mary Road, Old Mammoth Road, and Reds Meadow at Minaret Vista. Roads remain open to pedestrians and bicycle traffic until the storm passes. Amplify your brand with podcast ads on Eastern Sierra Now. Get your message in the ears of engaged listeners with our unbeatable podcast ad deals. Hey, you want to start your own show? We've got you covered. Our fully equipped studio and expert tech services are here to launch you into podcast stardom. Ready to make waves? Let's make you the next podcast superstar. Reach out today to find out more. Let's check out some upcoming local events. Join the Inyo Associates for a dinner meeting on November 18th, starting at 5:30 p.m. at the Boulder Creek RV Resort outside of Lone Pine. The cost is $25 per person, and it promises an evening of engaging discussion about local projects and initiatives. Please RSVP by November 11th. Support local healthcare by attending the Northern Inyo Hospital Auxiliary Boutique Fundraiser November 2nd. That is tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Northern Inyo Healthcare District Birch Street Annex. That's by Jill Kinmont Booth School. With all proceeds benefiting hospital programs, this is a great opportunity to get some early holiday shopping in while supporting a worthy cause. The Manzanar National Historic Site will host a special event for the Manzanar Fishing Club on November 2nd. At 12 p.m. This event is free and offers a unique opportunity to learn about the fishing club's history and the significance of fishing in the community. The event includes a 29-minute preview of the film, The Manzanar Fishing Club, followed by a discussion with director Corey Shiozaki and second unit director of photography Michael Nakamura, and guided tours of the historical site. Attend the Inyo County LADWP Technical Group meeting on November 4th at 9 a.m. The meeting is free and will take place in room 101 at the Clint G. Quilter Consolidated Office Building in Bishop, where attendees can discuss local water management and environmental concerns. Looking to reach your audience effectively? Our banner ads attract over 30,000 views a month and put your business in front of the people who matter. With tailored ad packages, we help elevate your company's visibility right here in the Eastern Sierra community. Visit EasternSierraNow.com for more on our advertising options and to secure your spot today. Let's get your brand noticed. Time to have a little weather report here. It looks like in Bishop, we're in for a mostly sunny day with highs reaching around 64. As night falls, temperatures will dip to about 39. There's a slight chance of showers, slight chance. The weekend looks pretty pleasant with mostly sunny skies and highs of 63. But don't forget your warm layers as lows will be about 28. That is below freezing. Better get those pipes wrapped, Jesse. You might see a sprinkle or two over the weekend and expect some breezy conditions on Sunday. Heading into Monday, we'll enjoy sunny skies again with highs of 66 and lows about 32. Over in Mammoth Lakes, today's forecast is a bit cloudier with highs around 54, lows dipping to about 27. There's an 85% chance of snow this evening, so grab your mittens. This weekend will feature partially cloudy skies with highs of 45 and lows of 19, plus a good chance of precipitation on Saturday. But don't worry, Monday brings a nice rebound with sunny conditions, highs of 53 and lows of 24. Stay warm this weekend and remember to set your clocks back as daylight savings time ends this weekend. And that's a wrap on today's stories from the 10th annual Owens River Cleanup to projects aimed at improving forest health. We're dedicated to keeping you in the loop. Remember to subscribe to the Eastern Sierra Now YouTube channel and follow us on social media for the latest updates. You won't want to miss a beat. Be sure to catch our other shows like Business Matters, featuring recent interviews that'll keep you informed this voting season, and Beyond the Beyond, where you can find out about the latest article on the elusive Lone Pine Mountain Devil. Speaking of local cryptids, if you've spotted Penelope recently, be sure to report your findings to Tanner Rush on Instagram at Beyond the Beyond 1. Until next time, keep exploring and stay curious.